This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. In half of all schools in Pennsylvania, it is not possible to find a teacher of color. That's according to a new analysis of state data by Keystone Crossroads. And the gap between the proportion of students of color and teachers of color in the state has actually widened in the past 7 years. Sojourner Ahebe reports on the black educators who have made it into the profession and how they are pushing for change.
For Aaliyah Katanch Bradley, the fight for diversity and inclusion has been her life's work. As a teenager, she organized a student walkout at her Philadelphia high school, pushing to have the Black Student Union recognized by the administration.
So at an early age, I would say that I was always shifting my focus to equity finding our voice as a people.
Since then, Katanch Bradley has devoted herself to serving students of color. She's principal now of Bethune Elementary, a predominantly black Philly school where 76% of her staff are teachers of color. For students, that number could be life-altering. Studies have shown that having just one black teacher as a student of color reduces dropout rates and increases college acceptance. But Bethune is the exception, not the rule. Teachers of color make up only 6.3% of the total in Pennsylvania.
I think that it's really important for black and brown children to see themselves in teaching staff because we have these low numbers that we have. Because in many schools, when you start asking the question, when did you have your first black teacher? Many have never had one.
Sharif Al-Mekki, who runs the Philly-based Center for Black Educator Development, says a big part of the problem is Pennsylvania colleges with education programs.
How do they support people of color who come through their halls? You know, is it like, oh, you're here, the door's open, you're here? Or is it, hey, you know what, we recognize the legacies of racism in our institutions, and this is how we're going to support you if you come to our school? It's two different thought patterns and mindsets, and I'm not confident that we've done the best job across the state.
Teacher diversity is often framed as a shortage issue, but there's also important history to understand. In 1960, 45% of Southern black people with a post-secondary degree reported their occupation as teacher, but white school district leaders reduced black teacher employment by staggering levels after the Civil Rights Act, as a way to limit white student exposure to black teachers. Owen Thompson is a professor of economics at Williams College.
From the perspective of the school district, every time a black teacher quits, we're going to hire a white replacement. So we're never actually, we're not firing a lot of black teachers in a really overt way. We've just kind of changed the composition of new hires in such a way that over the course of a few years, the overall racial composition of our teaching staff has gotten a lot whiter.
In the past few decades, Katanch Bradley has been among the black educators working to undo that damage. She says it can be tough because the history means there are relatively few mentors. Her situation was unique. Her first teaching gig ended up being at her own middle school, where two veteran black educators guided her.
So I had Ms. Shuckleford and Ms. Jackson, and they were there very instrumental in helping me begin my journey as not only as a black teacher, but a black woman teacher.
She also credits her principal at the time, Diane Hathaway.
It was kind of like a nice nudging push from a black woman administrator who saw in me things that I really did not see at the time.
Black educators who work in whiter districts may not have that support or cultural understanding. Rinalda Kilpatrick has been a teacher for two decades. In the mid-2000s, she was one of two teachers of color at a school in the Philly suburbs. She was in charge of remediation, in which students of color were disproportionately represented.
I'm working with the kids. I'm like, you don't need remediation. You read just fine. You're not drawing the inferences some of your classmates are drawing because you don't have the same context that they do.
Kilpatrick described the environment as minimizing, deeply troubling, and she ultimately left to return to Philadelphia. As more people of color enter the teaching profession, Bethune principal Katanch Bradley says getting the culture right is key.
My attitude towards my teachers is that they're leaders. But my job is to make sure that everyone feels empowered and liberated to create great pockets of opportunity for our children, to whom we have to lead with love first.
Sojourner Ahebe, Keystone Crossroads.